Hello, B'nai Seekers. I'm Nina Westbrook, and you're listening to B'nai, a podcast of mindful mental health moments. For today's mindful moment, I'm going to be discussing what it looks like to take ownership of your mistakes in your relationships. What are some of the reasons why we struggle to do that? Why is it so important to take ownership of our mistakes? And what does that even look like? So why do we struggle to own mistakes in our relationships? We are completely in love with our partners. We love our family and friends. We know that they love us, yet we still sometimes have a hard time owning up to the things that we do to hurt them. So why is that? So many of us have been conditioned to be strong and to put on a brave face and not to make mistakes and to be perfect, right? So when it comes to making a mistake, you're having to face this fear of being vulnerable and not knowing what that vulnerability will lead to and not wanting to be perceived as being weak or perceived as being wrong. Our ego and our pride sometimes gets in the way of our ability to own mistakes in our relationships, because that means that we have to acknowledge a fault and challenge our sense of self-esteem. Sometimes it's just a lack of awareness and we don't recognize how our actions are impacting others. Avoidance of accountability. We don't want to experience feeling guilt or shame. So instead of acknowledging when we've done something wrong, we just ignore it or sweep it under the rug. So why do we need to own mistakes in our relationship? Aside from the fact that when you're in a relationship with someone, it doesn't matter the type of relationship, but in a romantic relationship especially, if we hurt our partner, if our partner hurts us, we would love our partner to acknowledge that our feelings are hurt and to move on. Not to agree all the time with the reason we are hurting, but just a simple acknowledgement of the way that we feel is enough sometimes to move forward in a disagreement. So practicing self-awareness and self-reflection contributes to personal growth. That's something that helps you individually, and being able to recognize the way in which our actions and our words can impact those around us. Acknowledging and taking responsibility for your mistakes builds trust between you and your partner. And it also allows you the ability to grow within the relationships. A lot of the times, growth comes after disagreements. Growth comes after making a mistake, because those things force us to open our eyes to new perspectives and implement changes and new ideas in order to improve for the future. So making mistakes is not bad, but owning your mistakes and learning from them is the key to moving forward in a relationship, rather than being stuck in a constant battle of avoiding or fighting and trying to figure out who's wrong or right in a relationship. I think that we often feel at times, in order for something to be true, we have to believe it. And therefore, if our partner is feeling a certain way, or our partner is upset by something we've done, if it's not something that would upset us, or if we don't feel upset by the thing that we did, we try to invalidate our partner's experience. And sometimes you just don't have to agree whether or not that the thing that you did was harmful. As long as you acknowledge that your partner's feelings were hurt, or acknowledge that it was hurtful to your partner, you can then still pull together a solution to move forward. Another thing that we often do in relationships is try to blame the other person. This is not a competition. It's not a sporting event. There's no reason to try to prove your point to be right or prove your partner's point to be wrong. I think externalizing the problem, working together to find solutions to navigate whatever the circumstances are, helps to create a better homeostasis within the relationship, where both of you win rather than creating a battle between the two of you. The relationship should be winning at the end of the day. So yes, sometimes it can be challenging to own our mistakes in a relationship. For some of us, that means rewiring the way that we think. A lot of the lessons and things that we learned growing up about what it means to be vulnerable and what it means to take ownership over the things that we've done and what it means not to avoid, but to address the things and the conflicts that are happening in our lives. But with these simple steps, you can be able to do that with practice and working together and having two people who are willing to put in the work. Working together to address any underlying issues or patterns that may have contributed to the mistakes you made by seeking guidance or support from professionals if needed is a really great way to create homeostasis in a relationship and own your mistakes within your relationships. Until next time, see you next week. Continue to live Bene. Thank you for sharing your time and energy with me today on Bene Podcast. I hope today's conversation has sparked a flame within you to pursue wellness with passion and purpose. Reflect on the steps that you can take to nurture your mind, body, and spirit. And remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. Until our paths cross again, take a moment each day to reflect, recharge, and live Bene. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and tune in every Tuesday for new episodes.